Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for the fifth Sunday of Lent, 2024. Last week we addressed academia's focus on our guaranteed mortality. To counter that study and finality, we cited the gospel reading that forms the kernel of this week's message. Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. That's from John's Gospel, chapter 12. Treating that gospel reading academically doesn't do it justice. It's born of flesh and blood and dedicated to our spiritual immortality. But we must first remember that Jesus was human too and feared what was about to cause his earthly death. He said, "I'm troubled now. Yet what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? But it was for this purpose that I came to this hour." Part of that fear was whether his disciples were ready to carry on in his name. Were they weaned of their ignorance? To wean means becoming accustomed to managing without something on which one is dependent. According to Paul's letter to the Hebrews, from which we read this Sunday, the teachers of his time still had a way to go before being ready to get off their traditional formulas and digest the meat of the Master's new teachings. "Although you should be teachers by this time," Paul says, "you need to have someone teach you again the basic elements of the utterances of God. You need milk, and not solid food. Everyone who lives on milk lacks experience of the word of righteousness, for he's a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those whose faculties are trained by practice to discern good and evil." That's from Hebrews chapter 5. Quite a difference from the era envisioned by the prophet Jeremiah in Sunday's first reading. He must have expected God's word to become subliminal in us sooner than it did, if it ever did. "I will place my law within them and write it upon their hearts," Jeremiah writes. "I will be their God, and they shall be my people." No longer will they have need to teach their friends and relatives how to know the Lord. "All from the least to the greatest shall know me," says the Lord, "for I will forgive their evil doing and remember their sin no more." That's Jeremiah chapter 31. We must be able to recognize the evil that living in this world is written on our heart, and to discern it from God's handwriting. Jesus' prayer, that his Father's name of I Am be glorified, was heard. And through rolling thunder, the hearer reassured him that, through him, that name is glorified, and shall be again in human hearts. The answer to Jesus' prayer came for our sake, Jesus tells us, in preparation for when the ruler of this world will be driven out. Evil is the ruler, and evildoers are that ruler's subjects. Jesus is the forgiveness that destroys evil's power. I Am is the wielder of the weapon of forgiveness. So am I, and so are you. But forgiveness requires moral muscle. We must handle that weapon together and aim it at each other. But do we have the strength to pull the trigger? For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.